So that is a significantly higher hit on our classified and district office staff, $582,000. Again, this has an ending fund balance or ending cash and investments of $335,000. This is about a 2.5% ending fund balance, which is about half of the board policy. If you were to vote for option one or option two, I would bring to you a resolution at the December board meeting to suspend the ending fund balance policy, which currently reads 5%. So it still is below 5%, but a bit more buffer there. And then option three, our final option with the deepest cuts, which maintains the 5% ending fund balance. This is $1.85 million in cuts. Keep in mind, that's over the course of only one school year. That is significant on a $12.8 million budget. And that is annual payroll reductions of close to $1 million. That equates to a large percentage of those coming from classified and district office staff. For context, this would be nearly all of our classified and district office staff. It would be difficult to operate safely, supporting students in the ways that they need to be supported. It would be very challenging. I am not sure that if this is the option, that we can meet our obligations to students for supports in areas like special education or language acquisition or Title or MAP. I will do what you ask me to do, however, and we will do it to support kids to the best of our ability. I'm just being real that this would be challenging. The ending net cash investments would be about $655,000. That would end with an approximately 5%. So it would stay within our current policy. I will go back in saying that I feel confident that that option one is the best option for the board, and I'm happy to take any of your questions for clarification at this point to ensure that you feel confident that you understand the information, or that if I've missed something, I would like you to let me know so that I can be as clear as I can in my thinking.
With funding being kind of very organic and flexible, if we all of a sudden find ourselves with some extra cash flow, is there a process that we have in mind for rehiring the people, the 14 in the people that we've reduced?
I would come back to the board to have discussions about the next steps. Mm-hmm. But there is definitely the intent that if we are able to continue our services and preserve positions, we do so.
Thank you.
We are definitely at a very shoestring level, though. I will tell you that our December enrollment is 6 less than our November enrollment. So that will be less in apportionment coming in this month. So I would not recommend to the board that we would move very quickly based on 1 or 2 months because of that enrollment instability. Things can change incredibly quickly. And the worst thing would be to hire people back and let them go again. I have no interest in that. Now, I do know that if we're able to turn this around more quickly, and we've had incredible people doing everything they can to save dollars. I've got teachers looking online for used textbooks. We've got people are doing incredible work. So we may be able to impact it more, but things change quickly. So I want to be really cautious before we bring that to the table, so that we're not in a spot where we have to then back away from that. Then as we move to the end of the year, what that would look like is the board making a decision overall on what the plan looks like going forward. How many classified staff overall, how many certified staff, how many administrators, how many non-represented, all of those will be a part of the discussion that the board has to decide as we move forward in that next step, phase two, which is another process. I will tell you that in preparation for whatever decision that the board might make, We have gathered a lot of resources. I've communicated as clearly and honestly with employees as I can about what next steps will look like. I would meet face-to-face with employees tomorrow and if need be into Friday to notify those 14 employees and provide them with resources. One of those things that I've already done is notified all superintendents in Chelan and Douglas County. And I have calls in to a couple in Okanagan County, letting them know that I have some incredible employees that are going to be looking for positions, and I consider it alone. So I've had several superintendents reach out. We have a packet of resources, including job openings. We have information about unemployment, about insurance, about retirement options. I think one of the most important things we can do is provide information for people. And I can do whatever I can to pave the way for people as they may apply for other jobs. I'll tell you, these are incredible educators, every one of them. They are incredible people. So will there be opportunities for them to be hired? I believe yes, because they're incredible. Do I want them to be back at Manson? Yes. So it's with a heavy heart. I had a conversation with someone today and I said, selfishly, I'd love to say, man, I hope you just go on unemployment and hang around until I can hire you back. That's not fair, and it's not fair to kids, because these people make a difference for kids every dang day. And my educator heart should say, I want these people working in buildings, working with kids every day. And then I want them to choose to come back to us when I can assure them that I've built a budget that's sustainable for a long time. So that's how I'm approaching that. That information is ready to go.
And do you anticipate a reduction in force of certificated staff in the spring?
I do. Because we are ending at a very low ending fund balance. And some of the cuts that we've made in accounts payable are things like deferred maintenance that you can't cut forever. We've cut curriculum entirely out of the budget. You can't not purchase curriculum. So I anticipate a shuffling of staff and bringing some options to the board. You will have the final say about which buckets we would and how we allocate those buckets differently. So what would be several recommendations for getting to what, 5% next year, for instance. How much would option one might have this amount out of certified, this month out of classified. Option two might have differing amounts. And so I anticipate bringing that to you early in the spring. Again, our commitment is to be honest, transparent, communicative, and notify any certified staff as early as we can. We have a little more time there to strategically make some decisions. This is a phase one where we're really having to make decisions just to get to a place where we can pay the bills. Phase two allows us a little more opportunity to think about all of the pieces at play. But do I anticipate that? Yes. Could things change?
Yes.
I'm a hopeful person by nature.
Positive.
Absolutely. Any other questions about those options? All right. The other thing I wanted to let you know that is I have worked with Carrie to prepare the application for our current open board position, and we'll plan to release that at the beginning of next week for applications. And then we'll come back to the board in December with an update and discussions about the process. My plan, after speaking with a large number of people, is to have those reviewed in January. The holidays are a very busy time for people to get an application in, and so we have, within our time frame, time to run that into January, and I think that would be the wise move, and then probably do those interviews at the January meeting, and then the board would make the decision about appointment to the board position. I anticipate having some great candidates who will be good assets for our board.
And I'll do my very best, and I would encourage everyone to encourage others. The best boards are boards that are full, diverse, and really engaged in our community, and that's the hope that I think we all have. We'd like to have a full board.
And that's position 3, correct?
Yes, okay. It is. And I have the map, and the description is ready to go. We'll release a press release. Once the board makes a decision on pets, I will also release a press release about reductions, so that will go out to area newspapers. And I have a regular monthly meet with Cozy on Friday. I've not sent them my talking points, but if the board makes a decision, I will include that as a part of my talking points on Friday morning. Monday evening, during Manson Inc., I will present budget information to parents as a part of our Manson Inc. meeting. So the steps will be now communicating to our broader community once the board has made a decision. We've provided brief information in an overview form, but we'll get a little more specific now. That's what I have.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
At this point, we are in item 6, which is to place into our consideration a modified educational program, option 1, 2, or 3. Is there a motion from the board to that effect, 1, 2, or 3, please?
I make a recommendation for budget reduction option 1 as the one that we go forward with.
There's been a motion made to approve option number 1 going forward. Is there a second to that motion?
I second.
Second's been made. Is there discussion? I think we, as a board, will be looking very carefully at the budget, much more carefully than we have in the past. So we will take that into consideration on a monthly basis, and maybe even more frequently, to make sure that our budget is headed in the right direction once again.
All those in favor?
Yep. Hearing no more discussion, all in favor of approving option number 1 for the Manson School District, signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes. Thank you. Is there a motion to approve the now number 7 consent agenda? You guys are really good at the second.
I make a motion to accept the consent agenda as stated.
That would be A, B, and C, right? Okay. Is there a second to that motion?
I second.
All right, thank you very much. Is there discussion on A, B, or C in the consent agenda? Hearing no discussion, all in favor of approving the consent agenda, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. And at that point, I think we have reached the end of our meeting. Appreciate your community input. Appreciate all of you being here. I'm sorry. You keep that right?
Yes, I do. Thank you very much.
Not at all. Okay. Sorry. So, no, it's the way that it is. Everyone is busy in January. But it's December.
It's a busy month.
It's busy. So I'll send out some options. Yep, that's a Friday. Most people can't do that. I'll send out. I'll send out.